Hello, and welcome to another in a series of award-winning, financially fit podcasts brought to you by the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants. Today's podcast is on making wise charitable donations. With us is Tom Angelo. Mr. Angelo is a partner at the SGA Group in Clark. He is also a member of the New Jersey Society of CPAs Nonprofit Interest Group. Tom, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Tell me, how can you determine if the charity you want to donate to is legit, so to speak?
That's a good question. There's a number of places that consumers and individuals who wish to make donations to charitable organizations can go to find out if that charity, number one, is legitimate, set up, and actually a functioning business, and two, are they spending money on the missions that they kind of indicate they want to spend it on in their financials or websites. The first one, and a popular one, is obviously CharityNavigator.com. They do an actual analysis on each of the charities that they select, giving you various statistics as to how much is spent on program expenses, administration, fundraising, what the mission statement is, how much the CEO makes, and they also rate it with stars as to, you know, potential complaints or, you know, is this a good charity in their mind. One of the fallbacks of Charity Navigator is that it doesn't include all the charities out there. So another one that's available is GuideStar.org, which actually is a repository for all of the tax returns that are filed with the IRS for charitable organizations get funneled into there. So although it does not necessarily give you their perspective on those charities, it allows you to review the tax returns for them, for the charities, and determine whether or not they're the kind of organizations you want to donate to.
Yeah, I've been on the Charity Navigator site, and it's actually a very good website.
One additional item would be the IRS does publish Publication 78 charities that are registered, but again, they're sticking with the larger charities and not necessarily, you know, a smaller, more local charity if that's what you choose to give to.
And people can find that on www.irs.gov, I believe it is?
Yes.
Now, when you give a donation, is there a kind of a magic formula as far as what percent should the charity be putting toward its mission versus administrative expenses?
Well, I mean, I think there's a benchmark that funders, so those foundations, United Ways, and other grant-making organizations who are giving money to these charities, they sort of look at a benchmark number of around 85% on program and maybe 15% on administration and fundraising. So looking at it from that perspective, if you gave a dollar to a charity, about 85 cents of that dollar should go right back to the mission. Again, not to say that if it's a little less than 85%, you shouldn't give, because you kind of have to know the situation. That particular year could have been a different year for that charity. But, I mean, I think if you're going to get below 80% back to the mission, you've got to ask some questions as to why that's happening and maybe think twice before you make that donation to the charity.
Now, with the proliferation of people giving online, with more of these options being available to make it easy for you to donate, are there any pitfalls or anything to be worried about with giving your personal information?
Well, I mean, I think you have to be as diligent with giving your donations online or electronically as you would with purchasing online or shopping online. I mean, I think you need to look for those indications that websites are certified and either they've had some type of SysTrust or VeriSign evaluation done to them before you would go ahead and insert your credit card number anywhere. And obviously, maybe running things through a website that looks like it's going to PayPal may not be secure, and you may want to call up the charity and say, listen, I'm going to make a donation, but send me the form and I'll send it in manually on paper.
Okay.
If you question the security of your card.
And I assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's never really any reason to give your Social Security number.
the charity does not need to do anything with your Social Security number whatsoever, so it should never be given.
So if they're asking you for your Social Security number, that's a red flag.
It's definitely a red flag, Dave, because even their reporting on their end for potentially having to list it on their Form 990 if it's large enough does not include the donor's Social Security number.
Now, how should you handle the tax aspects of your donation? Save all your receipts? Do you have to donate a certain amount for it to have an impact on your taxes? What are the ramifications there?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of things with regards to the taxation, and I think over the last couple of years there's been some changes in that arena. Generally speaking, you're limited to a 50% of your adjusted gross income as the amount you can deduct on your tax return for charitable donations. I mean, most people don't get to that number, but that is a limitation. So if your adjusted gross income is $50,000, the most you can donate and get a deduction for in that year is $25,000. That percentage could change a little bit if you're donating to a different kind of organization other than a typical charity. Again, those are areas you may want to consult with your tax advisor. But as far as the substantiation of those donations is, you really have to get a receipt. You can no longer say I threw cash in a tin or cash in a church basket. The donor has to have a bank record. For example, an entry on a bank statement that they made the donation, or a copy of a check, or they have to have a written thank you letter or acknowledgement from the charity. The charity is actually required to give it to you if you make a single donation of $250 or more. But the one thing that you also have to remember when you're making a donation is that there are some situations where the amount of the charitable donation that you make is not fully deductible. For example, if you buy a $500 ticket to attend a benefit for an organization, and they indicate on the donation letter to you that $100 of that is actually the value of the dinner and the entertainment, you're only going to be able to take a tax deduction for $400. So you can't actually deduct the whole thing.
Great. Well, thanks, Tom, for this great information.
Thank you, Dave.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Financially Fit podcast. To learn more about other financial issues, please visit the NJS CPA's consumer website at www.moneymattersnj.com. That's www.moneymattersnj.com.